Young's family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Mr. Young returned from his disastrous encounter with Carter Trent's wealthy parents in Chicago. He had his mind firmly made up on one point. The wise thing for Peggy and Carter to do is to break off their engagement, at least for the present. Peggy feels that probably her father is right, and that she'd never really fit into the Trent family. But after all, Peggy is truly in love with Carter, and just because it seems the wise thing to do doesn't make giving him up any easier. Carter is at the Young's front door right now.
Hello, Peggy. Were you expecting me?
Hello, Carter. Daddy's home.
Oh.
Yes, Carter. I just got back from Chicago.
Hello, Mr. Young. I didn't know you were expected this evening. Mr. Young, I'd like to talk to you alone, if I may.
Well, of course you may. And I think it's a good idea myself.
Oh, do you, Daddy? I mean, you don't want me to be present?
No, Peggy. If you don't mind, I'd rather talk to your father alone.
Oh, all right. I guess I'll go along upstairs to Mama.
Mr. Young, you've seen my father.
Yes, Carter, I saw your father and mother both.
Listen, I'm terribly sorry about what happened. I don't need to tell you that. You know that, don't you?
I'm sure you are, my boy. I'm sorry, too.
I mean, I'm sorry about Dad sending a lawyer out here to see Mrs. Young and Peggy. It's outrageous. I'm going to Chicago to tell him what I think of him.
I met your father, as I said before, Carter, and I understand a great deal better than I did before why he did that.
Well, I don't understand it. I explained thoroughly to him what kind of a girl Peggy is, what kind of home she came from, and all about her. He didn't have any reason to think that he could pay her money or pay anybody money to break off our engagement.
I was very much impressed with your home.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it, Mr. Young.
Well, yes, it has a lot to do with it. It doesn't impress you, Carter, because you've lived there all your life. You don't think anything about it. It's just home to you. But I can see that people who live in that kind of a place, that kind of an estate with all the luxury that goes with it, well, they've lived a sheltered life. They aren't in touch with the rest of the world.
But you don't hold it against us, do you, Mr. Young, because of where we live?
Oh, indeed, I don't. I understand your father's point of view perfectly. And I understand your point of view, because you've been away from home on your own here in the Army. You're a different person, Carter, in one way. And yet, you come from the same stock, you know.
I've always been different, Mr. Young. I've never liked anything about the way I had to live my life, nor the way I was brought up.
No, I'm sure you haven't, Carter. You're a fine young man.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, you've got to take into account the fact that your father's never been up against it in his life. He's always had his orders carried out the minute he gave them.
I know.
And for that reason, he wasn't to be blamed when he gave you an order to break your engagement. He expected to be obeyed instantly and without question by all concerned.
Well, he knows better now.
He may know that you resent it, Carter. And he knows that I resent very much his having sent his lawyer here, but I don't think his attitude's changed any. I think he's still convinced that it's up to him and your mother to select the girl for you to marry.
Well, what have they got to do with it? I'm marrying the girl, not my parents. No girl in the world could be as wonderful for me as Peggy is, or could do as much for my family either. Just having her in the family would, well, it would improve them no end.
Good for you, Carter. Good for you. I'm glad to hear you talk like that, but I'm not sure you're right. I'm not sure they're not right.
You mean that you're on their side, Mr. Young? You mean you too want Peggy and me to break up?
Maybe I'd better say, I want to give your feelings a chance to grow, Carter.
I don't understand.
I think that if something is real enough, if a feeling is strong enough, if something is deep enough, time won't change it. Time won't diminish it. Time will simply increase its value.
I see. You want us to wait a long time, is that it? To be sure? Because I don't care how long we wait, Mr. Young. I'll be just as sure as I am this minute that Peggy is the girl I want to marry.
Carter, I hope you're right. And I think perhaps you are. But I think with your family feeling the way they do, and with our family feeling the way we do, and with Peggy uncertain as to what she ought to do, The thing for both of you to do is to call off this engagement for a while.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Carter, I think you ought to go through with your original plan and go to Chicago and talk to your father and tell him whatever you have in your mind.
And I'll certainly tell him what I have in mind. I'll tell him that I'm going to give up the whole works, just as I told Peggy. I don't want any part of it.
Well, now, that's for you to decide, Carter. You've got to take a year or two, maybe more, get perspective, to be sure that you know what you want and to be sure that Peggy knows what she wants, to be sure your family is wrong, or to agree that your family is right.
You mean you don't want me to see her for a year or two?
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, Carter. I don't think that would be fair to either of you. You're both in love, but why not say that instead of being formally engaged, you'd have a sort of understanding that if everything works out as you think it will, later on the two of you can get married, huh?
You mean that Peggy's to see other people?
Well, yes, she's to see other people. You ought to see other people, Carter. You're to see lots of other people, and she's to see lots of other people. And perhaps at the end of the time you both sit, you'll decide that you don't want to see anybody but each other, just as you feel now.
I don't dare risk it, Mr. Young. Lots of other people, as you call them, are going to come along and want Peggy besides me.
But Carter, you've got to risk it. You've got a lot to learn, boy, and so has she, before you two can come together permanently. I'm sure I'm right about that. What I ought to do is to separate you for a while and have you see nothing at all of each other. But that would be too hard on Peggy and too hard on you. Neither of you deserve that. Neither of you has done anything but just be good kids, and that's no reason why I should punish you.
But even to call off the engagement, to be unengaged to Peggy would be awful, Mr. Young. I want so much to have her all to myself. You know how you feel about a girl when you love her. You want her all to yourself.
You bet your life you do. I know that. I also know that this is it's an unusual case. It isn't like the ordinary engagement. It isn't like Peggy's falling in love with some youngster she's grown up with who lives in Elmwood, who's in her own group. You're outside of her group, way outside. You know that, don't you, Carter?
Yes, I suppose I am.
In every way. You're in a very special group, a very high bracket. You're in another world, almost. Peggy's got to learn a great deal more about life to be able to take her place in that world. I don't know whether she ever can, or I don't know whether she'll ever want to. And you've got to give that world of yours a chance, too. You've got to test it to be sure that you don't want to stay there. Don't give it up too quickly, Carter. Don't give it up in haste now and then repent in leisure later on. Stay in the army for your term. Well, you haven't got any choice of that anyhow. But when it's over and you get out, go back to your home for a while and try to do what your father wants you to do. Try to take your place in his business, Carter. See if you can't fit in there.
I can't, Mr. Young. Really, I can't. I wasn't made for that kind of life any more than Peggy.
Well, now, that's where you're wrong. You were made for that kind of life. And you can't just toss it overboard. Anybody can do that when he happens to be in love. Now, look, I want you two young people to live your own lives. And then if you find at the end of a couple of years, when Peggy's 19 and you're 2 years older, that you still feel the same way about each other and that she's still the right girl for you, well, then I'd feel that you're better able to make a go of it. Right now, it'd be tragic. She'd be a little girl frightened and overawed by your mother and by your father, by your wealth and by your position. She'd never get over that feeling of inferiority. And I don't want my girl to feel inferior to anybody, Carter.
She never will. Not if I can help it.
Look, Carter, give her a chance to grow up, please. Give her a chance to become more of a woman and less of a little girl. And give yourself a chance to grow up, too. See what you can do with all that money to make it something worthwhile, to turn it into the right channels. See what you can do with that responsibility to make it something shining. Don't rush into this marriage or into this engagement, either. Prove that it's something strong and fine and real by releasing Peggy from it now, by going to your father and saying, yes, I agree with you, we ought to wait. But that doesn't mean we're never going to be married. That doesn't mean I haven't found the right girl, because I have. All those things, Carter, I want you to do. And I want you and Peggy to break off your engagement right here and now.
Mr. Young's suggestion sounds fair and reasonable enough, but completely impossible to a young boy in love. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Peggy and Carter make a pledge. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.